Is everyone signed in? Where the hell are the front lights? I assume that's better. So there's no one who wasn't in my 201 class, right? We're all veterans. Oh, you weren't? Okay. In that case, well, it doesn't matter anyway. I'm going to go briefly over the syllabus either way. But for the rest of you, it's almost identical to how I ran 201. Okay? So my own website is the one you're going to go to most often. Hopefully you've already been there, and I think most of you have. Most of you already submitted the rules consent form. If you haven't, do that today sometime there. And also read the syllabus completely if you haven't already. Since you haven't been in my 201, I should tell you about the sign-in sheet. This will be the only day that I don't pick it up right away. So to get attendance points, it has to be punctual attendance, which means you have to sign that before I start talking, which will be right at 10:50 every time. And therefore, every time you come in, just get in the habit of immediately signing before you do anything, because don't forget to do it. Did someone just come in without signing? Go ahead and sign. Let me go to the syllabus real quick, though, to show what we're going to be studying. The 202, obviously, is a continuation of 201. A lot of times people ask me which one is harder. They're about the same, really, in terms of amount of information, which is what makes 201 and 202 difficult for so many people. That's why there's such a high attrition rate. Usually, regardless of who teaches it, which school, there's usually 30 to 50% people drop before they finish. And that's not because it's impossible to understand stuff. Conceptually, there are more difficult courses by far. It's just that there's a hell of a lot of information in both of these, 201 and 202. So, having been through 201, you already know what you're in for, basically, in terms of workload, in terms of vocabulary overload and things like that. The big difference is that 202 doesn't really have any introductory material. We had some chapters that weren't really about a specific organ system. They were just kind of refreshers and basic things before we got started into the organ systems proper, which we started with, the skeletal system, I guess. Well, 202 starts right off with the rest of the organ systems. So that's what 202 is. It's all the rest of the organ systems that we didn't study in 201. So endocrine system is what we'll start with. We'll hit the others along the way. Digestive, reproductive, lymphatic, circulatory, and so on. Okay, as far as point breakdown is concerned, well, I guess since resource required resources at the bottom here, let me say that we'll use Connect again. So have you ever used Connect? Okay. Are you already signed up for this one?
No.
I noticed that only three of you were by last look, so I don't remember who that was, but the rest of you should do that as soon as possible. Connect seems to feature fewer problems in sign-up than Mastering does, but go ahead.
So I went on there to see if I was, and it's...
Oh, you are. I remember seeing you, actually.
Okay.
I don't think so. And it could be more than three. That was just the last time I looked. Who is successfully in? Was it pretty seamless? Okay. So just remember to go through Blackboard to do it, just to make it as unproblematic as possible. In other words, don't go directly to Connect, even if you already have an account. Go through my Blackboard to force it to be on track and to force them to be synchronized. But that's the only thing I'm forcing you to buy. If you don't want to use a textbook, that's fine. You won't really need a textbook per se, to do well on my exams. Plenty of people do well without having any textbook. But you're going to have access to the textbook via Connect, and the reason that's important is for answering the questions in those assignments, of which there are, well, there's one assignment per chapter, but I'm doing it as, I'm giving you two shots at it. So you'll use the higher of the two scores. Just remember to get both attempts done before the deadline, because that can cut into the score. And I think I have this set up the same way as I do for 353. Does anyone remember whether the second attempt is not identical, right? It's a new set of questions? Yeah, okay. Anyway, straight scale with pluses and minuses, no curving, and your sources of points are mainly the tests. This is the thing that's just slightly different. It's actually not different from how I did it in 201. I just came up with it in 201 and didn't actually have it on my syllabus at the time. But now I explicitly show you that I'm figuring your score two different ways, with attendance and without attendance. So if you're one of the people who can do very well without getting those almost free points for being here and you'd rather not be here, you can easily pass. All it means is that without the attendance points, everything else is going to be a little bit more weighted, right? That's why you have different percentages here. Without the attendance, your exams and your assignments are going to count for more. So what I do is compute them both ways, and what you'll see on Blackboard will always be the higher of the two. Okay, does everyone understand what I'm saying here? So if you're here, you should still sign in. But if you prefer not to come, or if you can't make it, that's not necessarily going to kill you. But definitely do sign in when you come here. Okay. So I did six tests in 201 as well, right? So we're going to keep it at six tests. And just like in 201, they're often two chapters each, but there are some exceptions to that, including this first one. Notice that this upcoming test is going to be about just the endocrine system, which we're starting today. Anything you want to know before we actually start? I mean, almost every one of you is familiar with how we did things anyway, but any questions? Anything that you want to change from 201 that I didn't change? What, me? Well, that's the whole idea.
What, try again without learning again?
Yeah, I don't want that.
That's what I'm doing.
The whole reason I have the assignments is to give you the possibility of learning some things beyond what I teach you.
Well,
it's an opportunity for you. Well, I know. I know, but duly noted. Anything else? Should we just start then? All right.